Welcome everybody. Shir number 1403. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rav Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rav Shlomo Rafol Moshe Chaim Ben Chana. Getting back to the halachas of Hachana Lachel, preparations for the week. Okay. So we started talking about last year in reference to Makam Hefsid, if there will be a loss, right? In other words, if I have a utensil, an item outside, then it might start raining, it might get stolen or whatever, even though the fact that I don't need it at all on Shabbos, I'm doing it for now because I don't want it to get ruined. Okay, so the same thing, so we read from the Sefer Shiur Mitzvot Halacha in Simon Pei, right, we spoke about Ois Chav Zayin. So he continues on along the same lines, and he says that, let's say a case in time, I have dirty dishes, right? And I know it's let's say it's summertime, it's hot outside, I'm just giving an example, and a person knows that it's going to cause ants, it's going to cause flies, it's going to cause, whatever, possibly mosquitoes or bugs, or possibly it's going to smell. It's going to, it's a hot day, whatever the case is, summertime, and it's going to smell. So could we say possibly, but I know if I rinse them off, good, I can't wash them, obviously I'm not washing them and putting them away, and I don't need them for Shabbos. That's not the case. We said quite a number of shiurim ago, right? So obviously the halach is, if I need them for Shabbos, I can wash them. And not just that, but even if I need one, I have 10 dishes, but I need one, I might need this, I might need that, you're allowed to wash them all, right? In a case in time that I know that I'll need them, and in the case in time that it's mutter, I'm not using hot water, I'm not using sponges and these type of things. Okay. And I'm using liquid soap, whatever. Okay. So that's not the question. The question is only that I'm doing it. Am I doing it for now or for later? So the same thing. I have these dishes, but I know if I'm going to leave them in the sink or on the counter, whatever the case might be, within an hour, number one, they're going to smell, or number two, it's going to cause flies and ants, and it's going to be a whole mess. Mamish, it's going to really disturb my Shabbos. So he brings down, according to what we said, that Makab said that the Mamish Hefsid, the same thing would apply over here. That we're in, if it's a place and time whereby these dishes are, it's Shchiach, that it could cause flies, it could cause ants, it could cause whatever the case is, these type of bugs, or what's going to smell very bad, right? Stuff like that. You don't have to, there's no chiyuv to sit around the whole Shabbos with a disgusting smell coming out of the dishes. So something along those lines. And so therefore, he brings down, then it would be mutter, taka would be mutter for one to rinse off the dishes. Not to go do a whole washing job and whatever, putting them away, that you can't do. But to give them a rinse off, enough whereby, it's not going to smell. Or maybe possibly to, prepare a thing with whatever, with soap that you could put them in. If you don't have one, we said, the best thing is to prepare one from before Shabbos. But the person doesn't have, and this and that, whatever the case is, and they're smelling, they're causing bugs and so on. On, to give them a quick rinse off, or put it into where there's soap or whatever the case might be, whereby it'll be enough not to that, but it won't cause bugs, it won't smell, and so on. But again, keeping in mind, not to do a whole washing job. That's not what we're talking about here. Over here, talking about rinsing it off. And he says, of course, rinsing it off with cold water. We're not using the hot water, like we spoke about. That's not the issue. But lemaisa, this would be mutter to do, to give it enough rinse off, whereby it'll, make sure that there's no bugs, flies, and so on, and it won't be a bad smelling odor coming from them, and so on. So obviously, this would be a case, the same type of thing. So the same type of thing. So again, to give them a quick rinse off, he says this would be okay in this instance. But again, a person has to be honest with themselves, whereby they know, well, maybe possibly a bug could come. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the person knows in the past they keep the dishes like this, it causes bugs. It's a hot day, again, whatever. I kept my dishes like this other times, and the smell was a bad smell coming out, and it's going to be sitting like that the whole Shabbos. It's, Shabbos afternoon, a long Shabbos afternoon. We have to sit and smell the smell that's coming out. So the same thing. Okay, so the Sefer Yetzer HaLach brings down this Shiur Mitzvot HaLach, like which is quoted. Again, he does mention on the bottom, like we saw, Bedafka, in a case in time that I know this is what's happening, and not where it could be possibly a bug, you know, bugs might come. I've seen that in the past. This is what it is, or there are in the area, and so on. So he says like this. He says on page in Ois again in Awasim and Shin Chav Gimel, which talks about the dishes and so on, and Ois Chavav. So he says V'cheinim unachem kelim lechlochlam. You have dirty dishes right on the counter. He says, or in the sink, or so on. Umisyarish sheyigrim rei. Number one, you're afraid, you've seen in the past whereby you leave the dirty dishes within an hour, it's a bad smell is coming out of them, right? Which happens, you know, especially if it's a hot day. Or you're going to have flies and different type of things, which again you've seen and they're in the area and so on in the past. So then he says, in such a case, one will be allowed to, you know, to soak them, put them into water. If you don't have the water that should have been prepared from before Shabbos, a person knows, Ezehu Chacham HaRoyes HaNailad, right? If a person knows that this is the case, a person should prepare a pan of water. If you have a lot of dishes, so prepare two pans of water with soap. That's what should be done. Okay, I forgot, I didn't realize, I didn't whatever, okay, it was hotter than we thought, and there happened to be bugs around, you know, whatever the case is, and it just, as they say in Yiddish, echoes me, and so on. I didn't realize, I forgot, so then such a case, so he said then it would be mutter to soak them, to put them into some water, again, cold water, obviously, because you can't use hot water on Shabbos. And just to rinse them off a little, enough just to get by. Again, being careful not to make a full washing. I'm stressing that. You know, that's the point over here. Ma'at, he says, ladicha ma'at. A little bit, rinse, enough to get by. That's how he brings it down. Okay, so the bottom line is everybody has to know in their own situation how bad it is. And, you know, to go on from there. So that's it. And the point is, a person has to know also, you know, not just I want to have we spoke about last time a neat house or whatever the case is. Dishes usually in the sink is dishes in the sink is not part of this whole issue. It's when it comes to bugs, it's one thing. Comes to a smell, it's one thing. But as far as being, you know, having a nice, fancy, beautiful house, whatever the case is, dishes in the sink is dishes in the sink. People ate. This is run of the mill type of thing. Is you can't just go, well, I'll just sit and wash my dishes the whole Shabbos, so I'll have a neat house. It doesn't work like that. It's a question whereby a person knows they've seen in the past bugs and smell and so on. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslachem Bracha Kol Tov.